When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's roasting in here.
Roasting is fair game when you're family.
Yeah, but you're not our family, dude.
Oh, yeah. Ask your mom about that.
But we're not getting out of the kitchen.
It's a Bloody Mary on a stick.
What else do you want?
I'm Jared Hall from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch on Tuesday, November 23rd. We are counting down today's top three must-see picks from TV and movies. But first, your entertainment headlines. Rejoice, Sassanax, because while it may have been the longest drought lander ever, we finally know that the next season of the century-spanning Starz drama Outlander will premiere March 6th. Diana Gabaldon, author of the book series from which the TV series is adapted, revealed the news Monday at a launch event for the ninth book in the series, Go Tell the Bees That I Am Gone. Season 6 picks up where the 5th season left off, with Claire escaping a violent encounter with Lionel Brown and returning to Fraser's Ridge with Jamie, where the couple now must confront the impending Revolutionary War and figure out what's best for their family. Here's a little taste of what's to come.
It's starting. The storm. The war. It's almost here.
And the new season will be here before you know it, too. Head over to EW.com to see that full teaser. While you're there, you can also check out the first trailer for the upcoming Netflix series Inventing Anna, starring Ozark's Julia Garner as Anna Delvey, the Instagram legendary German heiress who stole the hearts and money of New York's most prominent socialites. The 9-episode limited series, which also stars Anna Chlumsky, Katie Lowes, Jeff Perry, Laverne Cox, and more, premieres February 11th on Netflix. Ridley Scott is plotting a TV series based on his Blade Runner franchise. In an interview with BBC Today, Scott said the planned series will probably be 10 hours and that he's currently writing the pilot as well as the overall Bible to guide the show. Representatives for Scott didn't immediately respond to EW's request for additional comment. Scott is also working on an Alien TV series, which was officially announced by FX last December. That show will be the first Alien story set on Earth, and showrunner Alex Hawley told Vanity Fair this summer that it will be, quote, about inequality and not about Sigourney Weaver's iconic protagonist Ellen Ripley. Joseph Maldonado Passage, better known as Joe Exotic, has been transferred to a federal medical facility in North Carolina after being diagnosed with prostate cancer. The 58-year-old Tiger King star's attorney revealed he was transferred last week via a private plane to the Butner Federal Medical Center from another medical facility for inmates in Fort Worth, Texas. That's where the former zookeeper has been serving a 22-year prison sentence since last year for various crimes, including a murder-for-hire plot to kill Carol Baskin. For more on those stories, plus other news, reviews, interviews, and more, head on over to EW.com. Now, it's time for today's number three pick, which goes out to everyone looking for last-minute cooking inspiration for Thanksgiving this week. The second season of Mary McCartney Serves It Up drops on Discovery Plus today, with the photographer and cookbook author dishing out more of her favorite vegetarian recipes for holiday entertaining. This season's guests include Reese Witherspoon, Oprah Winfrey, and Mary's dad, Paul McCartney, who will join her, sometimes virtually, in her London kitchen as she shows you how to prepare the perfect meat-free holiday party complete with cocktails. Here's a preview.
It's a Bloody Mary on a stick.
What else do you want?
So pretty. Look at those.
That is so good.
I love celebrating over the holidays. And this is all about what I do to host a great gathering.
Very, very good. Let's make that dip, yeah.
Basically, let's party till our shoes fall off.
And how we McCartneys do it when it comes to family occasions.
That's what we always do in the kitchen.
I'll be showing you my tried and tested recipes, from show-stopping centerpieces to anytime party food and cocktails.
Oh, this is just delicious.
Sadly, this is probably as close as most of us will ever come to drinking with Paul McCartney and Reese Witherspoon. But you can stream all four episodes of Mary McCartney Serves It Up, Season 2 on Discovery Plus now. All right, let's reveal today's number two pick, Masters of the Universe Revelation Part 2. The war for Eternia continues in the second half of Netflix's Masters of the Universe sequel series, which, in case you missed Part 1, picks up where the 80s animated series left off. With Skeletor now wielding the Sword of Power, Teela and the weary heroes of Eternia, including a now swordless Prince Adam, must band together to fight back and reclaim Castle Grayskull. Here's a preview.
This is a new era. As the new sorceress, the bumbling idiocies of the past will no longer be tolerated.
The only way we can stop this sorceress is with another sorceress.
If we want to live, we're going to have to fight.
If I can tap into the power, I can stop her.
Soon, all of Eternia will remember this historic moment when Skeletor finally kills He-Man! What are we laughing at?
Well, that is one of many questions we'll want to see answered in the new episodes. Is Orko really dead? Oh, I hope not. Can Adam summon the power without the sword? Ooh, hopefully. And is Mark Hamill as Skeletor the best casting in history? He's so good. You can find out right now. Masters of the Universe Revelation Part 2 is streaming on Netflix.
Trivia.
It's trivia time. Original Skeletor voice actor Alan Oppenheimer voices what character in Masters of the Universe Revelation? Beastman, Battlecat, or Mossman? Stick around for the answer and our number one pick. What to watch, we'll be right back. Welcome back to EW's What to Watch. And now let's fire up our number one pick, the Jonas Brothers Family Roast. The Joe Bros are hitting the stage in a whole new way with this Netflix comedy special, which looks to give them a roasting they'll never forget. Kenan Thompson will host as various comedians and celebrities take the mic, including Lily Singh, John Legend, and even the brothers' own wives, to take turns poking fun at Nick, Joe, and Kevin, who will also take turns roasting each other. They'll be burning up, all right. Here's a clip from the special with self-professed fan Pete Davidson.
So you're a fan? Oh, I'm a huge fan. I listen to the Jonas Brothers every time I'm in a supermarket. Show some respect, okay? Nick's a legit actor now. He's won everything from a Kids' Choice Award to a Teen Choice Award. Yes. Very good. Thank you. Did you know, Nick even had a hit called Jealous? Though it would have been way more believable if Kevin was singing it.
Zing! And just in case you're wondering, the brothers did not know what was coming when they sat down to tape the roast. EW's Samantha Heifel spoke to them backstage just before the taping, and it was very clear that they had no idea what kind of night they were about to have. Here's a bit of that conversation.
And this morning I got here, I was like, all right, so when does rehearsal start? They're like, oh, no, you guys are just, you're going in blind. And we're like, fantastic. That's as much as we know.
Is anything off limits?
Not really. I mean,
Do you regret not putting anything off limits?
We'll see. I think it's a little hard to, you just let the comedians do what they do.
Sure.
And as you just mentioned, we are producers and we control the final cut. So if there's something we don't want in there, we can change it.
Yep.
There's a reason we take everyone's phones away before they go inside.
Right. So which of you has the thinnest skin? Who's going to be the most wrecked from this?
The real answer is probably me. It's Mr. Reptar over here.
Okay.
Reptar.
Green.
Yeah, yeah, got it. Okay.
Do you have plans for how to recover from this? Did you guys plan like a recovery?
I'm immediately getting on a plane after this.
He's flying
going
up.
Home. So okay. I will have an entire country separating us to wind down. So that's my plan.
Sure.
I'm going to drink some wine, probably, and have some pasta. And great. Just cry.
Eat your emotions.
Cry, yeah.
Watch, just cry into the pasta?
Watch The Notebook or something. No, I'm kidding.
Oh. Nothing wine and pasta can't fix. Who do you all expect to go? Who's going the hardest? Who's getting up on that stage and is, like, going in?
Jack Whitehall is incredible. And like you said, those Brits just, they
come swinging.
Yeah.
Probably our wives. They've got the most ammunition here, I would say, out of everyone that's going to be up at those stages.
Did you discuss limits with them?
I have, again, I don't know what she wrote, so this is also going to be quite fun for
me. This is brave.
And she refuses to hear any of my bits, so we'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
Ask me tomorrow.
Okay, great.
Ask my therapist.
Well, if we know Joe's wife, Sophie Turner, her jokes might be a little bit stark. I'll just see myself out now. In the meantime, you can stream the Jonas Brothers Family Roast on Netflix. Trivia. And finally today, the answer to our trivia question. Original Skeletor voice actor Alan Oppenheimer voices what character in Masters of the Universe Revelation? Beastman, Battlecat, or Mossman? We'll leave you with this answer. It's Mossman, who was not voiced by Oppenheimer on the 1980 series, though he did voice Battlecat along with Skeletor and several other characters. Well, that is going to do it for today's episode. We'll have more news and must-see picks for you tomorrow, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm Senior TV Editor Jared Hall. You can find us on Twitter at EW and at Jared Hall. Thanks so much for listening, and have a great day.
What to Watch.
Today's episode of What to Watch was written by Tyler Aquilina, edited and produced by Joshua Heller, hosted and produced by Jared Hall, and executive produced by Shayna Naomi Crockmall.